You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te waia, marunga irirangi pō.
The Waia.
Forest and Bird is calling on Aucklanders to tell their council to reinstate protection for nature in this year's budget. The Auckland Council's emergency budget more than halves the Environmental Services capital expenditure budget, dropping support for pest control, the Kauri dieback program and planting, among other things. Forest and Bird's Auckland Regional Manager Nick Beveridge says our natural world is in a crisis right now and these things we must act on now. I spoke with him this morning on the Auckland Council's proposal.
So they're proposing to delay the spending of the natural environment targeted rate, which Auckland has voted for, and that's basically going to cover the pest control and weed control programs and also track upgrades in areas where there's kauri to protect kauri from kauri dieback.
So how might these changes proposed in the emergency budget affect our environmental aspirations in Tamaki Makaurau?
Well, basically, they're going to put all the gains we've made so far in terms of controlling pests and weeds and protecting kauri from kauri dieback. It's going to put all those gains back, and it means that we're sort of going to be on the back foot again, and it's going to delay the effectiveness of those programs that we've been doing to date.
As you said, we were making a lot of headstrong progress on the kauri dieback disease, and this is one of the largest concerns that Forest and Bird has if this capital expenditure is cut back within the budget. This is unrelated. It's unrelated to the environment, but it's not indirectly related. From this COVID-19 pandemic resulted in a huge loss of jobs. As part of Budget 2020, one of the promises made was to invest $1.1 billion into thousands of new green jobs, rolling up sleeves, planting native trees, helping with pest control and cleaning up our rivers. So how does this emergency budget, cutting back now significantly on environmental capital expenditure made by the Auckland Council, play into this vision of getting more jobs into our economy?
Yeah, well, it's actually counter to that.
That's right.
Forest and Bird has been writing to the councils actually and saying how they can actually create jobs that's going to benefit not only people but the planet. So we've been urging to do that very thing and to get people employed doing environmental programs such as riparian planting, you know, along streams to improve stream quality and those sorts of things.
Yeah.
And that's an area where both the economy and the environment would benefit from.
Yeah, it seems strange that the government, although with their promises for this budget 2020, even the Auckland Council has, you know, gone against those promises. And it's something that this should be brought to the attention of all who live in Tamaki Makaurau and those Aucklanders. So what is it that Forest and Bird is calling on Aucklanders to do?
We would like them to make a submission to Auckland Council, which they can do until the 19th of June, and urging the Council to reinstate the full spending and implementation of its environmental program for the year 2020-2021.
Are there any other ways that people can get involved in these environmental aspirations?
Well, they can join Forest and Bird, for a start. We're here to represent the environment, and the more support we have, the more influence we can bring to bear in the community, and particularly with regard to getting councils to do what we think they need to do.
Can anyone explain why the modern day whales are so big?
The Waia. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.